That's our ring. Time for... And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in order to cut down expenses in the circus, Squire Skimp has been trying to persuade Lum to take over the job of putting the elephants through their tricks. And he has picked Abner to train the lions and tigers. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire over in the sideshow tent. Listen.
Well, come in, Lum. Come in.
Howdy, Squire.
I've been hoping you'd drop over, Lum. Want to talk to you and find out what you decide to do about that job of taking charge of the elephants.
Oh, well, I don't know hardly, Squire. I've been sort of turning it over in my head. That part about being called king and sitting up there on top of the elephant in the parade with a big crown on my head and having them slaves fan me, that sounds awful good.
Oh, yes, indeed, Lum. It's a great honor to hold that job, you know. You'd be about the most looked-up-to man in the whole circus.
But on the other hand, that trick they do there where one of the elephants picks me up in his trunk and waves me around his head three or four times and then lays me down on the ground and then lays down on top of me, that don't sound so good.
Oh, well, that's nothing, Lum. I wouldn't worry about that for a minute.
Well, natural, you wouldn't worry, as long as it's me that the elephant's laying down on.
What I mean is, Lum, that there's no cause for you to worry either. See, that elephant is trained. He won't hurt you any at all when he lays down on you that way.
Listen, Squire, any time something as big as an elephant lays down on you, it's going to hurt, whether he's trained or not.
Well, Lum, see, they don't let all of their weight down on you. It looks like it to the people watching the show, but the elephant is trained to leave enough room under himself so that he won't mash you at all.
Yeah, I know they're supposed to, but they're awful sleepy-looking critters. Be about my luck to get under there someday when he was tarred, and about the time I got out under him, he decided to just stretch out and go to sleep.
Well, of course, Lum, if you're afraid to do it, well, there's no use for me to try to talk you into it. But now, you ought to make up your mind. If you're not going to work with the elephants, then you'd better be practicing on the high trapeze act. I want to have this circus all ready to open just as soon as we can.
You mean if I don't take charge of the elephants, you want me to work on that trapeze, huh?
Well, it looks like you'll have to, Lum. That's about the only job left, and I want you to have some part in the circus.
Yeah, how would it be if we just left out that trick about the elephant laying down on me? I believe I could talk myself into doing the rest of the thing.
No, Lum, we couldn't think about that. That'll be one of the highest spots in the show. See, a circus just wouldn't be a circus unless they had the elephant lay down on somebody.
Yeah, reckon who it was that never had no more sense than to start that trick in the first place.
I don't know, Lum. They've been doing it ever since the first circus I ever saw. That's always one of their main tricks.
Don't reckon we could dig a sort of a trench in the ground so as I could get down in there while the elephant's laying down on me, do you?
Well, I'm afraid the audience could tell then that you weren't taking a chance. See, if there's no danger in the trick, why, the audience won't be interested at all.
Yeah, that's right,
Andy. Oh, yes, indeed.
Reckon what it is about folks that makes them want to see somebody risk their life. Looks like they ain't satisfied to have somebody dressed up like a king riding the elephant around. They got to have the elephant laying down on top of him, too.
Yeah, it's just human nature, I guess, Lum.
Like that trapeze. I wouldn't mind cutting up all sorts of kadaidos if they'd let me have the trapeze down close to the ground. But they ain't satisfied with that. They want me to get clean up there in the top of the tent to do it, so as if I fall out, I'll break my neck.
Yes, well, see, that's the thrill they get out of coming to the circus, Lum.
Well, I can understand how they'd enjoy seeing some folks take them chances. Somebody they got a grudge against, somebody they'd love to see get hurt anyway, but just an out-and-out stranger like me sit up there and take a chance on falling and hurting himself, I just can't understand it.
Yes, well, that's the circus business for you, Lum.
Yeah. Me and Abner ought to have stayed in the store business, I reckon.
Oh, now, Lum, it's too late for that now. I've already invested $50 for you this morning.
Yeah, well, $50?
Yes.
Squire, you ain't bought no more animals to feed.
No, I haven't, Lum, but I bought something else that's just as important to a circus as animals are. Come over here. I want to show you something.
Oh, yeah. I seen that thing sitting there when I come in. I wondered what it was.
Well, we just had to have one of these for the parade, Lum.
Yeah, but what is it?
Well, it's what you'd call a steam calliope, but it isn't run by steam like most of them. This one here, all you got to do is just turn this crank here, sort of like a grind organ.
Well, I do know.
Here, I'll show you how it works. See, just turn the crank here. That's it.
Well, I do know.
Ain't that a dandy?
come along with me, Lucille, in my merry old mobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobile.
Ain't that a dandy lump?
Granny's head's all right. You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea if we had a Oldsmobile to ride around in the circus with.
No, that'd be the classiest thing in the world.
Be sure to get there, too.
Oh, yes. We'll find a thing at all.
Now, that's all right, you know.
Oh, yes, this is a dandy lump.
Now, it's beginning to sound like a circus, all right.
Well, it just isn't a circus without a calliope. Brings back old memories to me, Lump, to hear one of those play, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'd love to have the job of turning that crank. Now, there's something I don't believe there's any danger in.
Well, the only thing, Lum, I promised Abner this morning that he could look after playing the calliope.
Abner?
Yes.
He don't know nothing about music. You might know he'd get all the easy jobs, things there ain't no danger in.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that, Lum. He's got one job that isn't going to be so easy, being the lion tamer.
Lion tamer?
Yes.
Listen, Squire, you ain't never going to talk him into doing that. I can tell you that right now. I could tell that when I was trying to talk him into it.
Well, it's all settled, Lum. He came down here this morning and told me he had decided to take the job.
Abner did?
Yes.
You mean he's going right in the cage with them lions and tigers?
That's what he said. Him and Cedric's been back there all morning. I guess Abner's staying around them cats all he can, you know, so they'll have a chance to get used to him, you know.
Grannies, let's go back there, Squire. I better have a talk with Abner before he goes in that cage with them animals. I'm feared I might have had some bearing on him making up his mind to do this. Might have egged him into it.
Well, I suppose you helped talk him into it, all right, yes, Lum, but he seemed very well pleased with the idea this morning.
Now, I don't know where you ought to do that or not. That's awful dangerous business.
Well, here, now, Lum, don't you come back here and try to talk him out of it just as I've got it all settled.
Yeah, but I don't want to see Abner get hurt, neither.
Oh, tut-tut, there he is right there now, him or Cedric.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he ain't gone inside the cage yet.
Well, howdy, man, come on back. I know that I've got these lions just as tame as house cats.
Yeah, I wouldn't get too close to that cage there, Abner.
Too close to it? Oh, I'm going in it.
No, you ain't neither. Now, you stay out of there.
Oh, Lum, there ain't nothing to this taming lions after a feller catches on to how it's did.
Well, now, Abner, you better think twice before you go in there. Recollect, you've got a family dependence on you. Elizabeth and little Pearl and a son-in-law.
Oh, well, I ain't gonna get hurt.
No, no, Mama, don't worry about that. Mr. Abner ain't gonna get hurt at all.
Well, Abner, I'm glad to see you with so much confidence. In fact, you seem to have more confidence than most fellas I know who've been training cats for years. But that's what it takes, you know. Don't ever let them know what you're afraid of them.
Well, it's all right now, Mr. Abner, if you're ready to go in there.
All right, Cedric. Believe I'll just step inside and see how old Nero likes it in there.
Well, he don't think much of you. I can tell the way he's looking at you. He's watching you just like a hawk.
Yes, I believe he's drawing his feet back under him, Abner, like he might be getting ready to spring at you.
Yeah, Abner, keep back now.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
Abner, I ain't going to let you do this. Now, he'll mangle
you.
Oh,
fiddly-dee, step aside, man.
Abner, don't. Come back before it's too late now.
Doggies, how's that? I'm right in here with him, ain't I?
Abner, you idiot, get out of there. Oh, me, I can't stand to watch this.
Hold on, now, let him go. We've got to have somebody to put these lions and tigers through their tricks.
Abner, if you don't get out of there right now, I'm coming in after you. Get out of there right now. Now, that lion's liable to jump on you and tear you to pieces any minute.
No, he ain't. He can't get to me.
Well, I don't know what's to keep him from it. All he's got to do is just jump on you.
Oh, no, Mom, he can't do that, Mr. Lum.
Hush up, Cedric.
Well, I don't know why he can't. Abner, get out of there.
Well, see, Mr. Lum, he can't because we got a plate glass partition in there twixt Mr. Abner and the lion.
Oh, Cedric, what'd you have to tell him for?
What'd you say, got a glass what?
Yeah, well, come on over here and I'll show you.
See there, that glass partition goes clean across there.
Now, let me see that.
You know, Barty can't see it unless he gets right up there close to the cage and looks real hard. See there?
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
All right, doggies, ain't that a slick stump?
Now, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
Abner, that's the neatest trick I've ever seen in show business. Very clever indeed, yes.
Oh, swan do goodness, Abner. Well, sir, now, if I could figure out something like that on that elephant deal, like Granny's, we'd have this thing all settled.
Yeah, I thought this up all by myself, and then Cedric helped me put it in here.
Well, a feller would never know it was there unless he got right up again the cage here.
Yeah, well, we can handle that part all right, Lum. You see, when Abner gets in the cage to put the cats through their tricks, why, the cage will be clear out in the middle of the tent there. Won't be anybody within 50 feet
look
of
it. Look out, Mr. Abner. Better not to get too close to that glass there. He might jump.
Look out, Abner. Abner, look out. He's switching his tail there, Abner. That's a bad sign. Look out.
Look out there, Abner. Look out.
Well, looks like old Nero saw through Abner's little trick. I wonder if the fearless lion tamer will get out of this in one piece.